Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sriani, your host. You're a host with the most. As I always say, I'm contractually obligated to say that. And if you believe that, I also have a bridge to sell you and all that good stuff. But that's my joke, and I'm sticking with it. Jim Sriani, host with the most. And this is Jim on the Air. I'm very excited on this episode of Jim on the Air to be chatting with the owners of Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Santa Barbara. Arthur Murray Dance will be getting ready to do a performance at Center Stage Theater, and it's Arthur Murray Dance Studio presents Arthur Murray Theater Show, and we're very excited to have them at Center Stage. The performance will be one night only, so you want to be sure to get your tickets right away. Friday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Again, it's Friday the 18th, 8 p.m. at Center Stage Theater. And for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's Center Stage Theater, and theater spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org for tickets. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and give them a call at the box office. The box office number is 805-963-0408. Again, it's 963-0408, area code 805. And if you want to learn more about Arthur Murray, their website is arthurmurraysocal.com. Of course, one word, arthurmurraysocal.com. And I have with me on the show today, Serge and Kristen. And Serge, your last name is pronounced Chmielnitsky?
That was very good. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And Kristen Salazar, you both own the current studio in Santa Barbara. Is that correct?
That's
right. Nice. Well, welcome to the show. And we're very excited to have you on. And how are you both doing today?
Great.
Good. Thank you for having us.
Well, this is very exciting. And we were talking a little bit before the show. I have a little bit of a connection with Arthur Murray. My aunt used to be a student there, Margot Kowalski. Unfortunately, she passed away recently. But we loved watching her perform. And she enjoyed going to the competitions. I know she went to New York one time. And all over the country, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think in a couple of other countries, possibly, but she enjoyed it. And so we're very excited to have Arthur Murray at Center Stage doing your theater show. But before we get into all of that, why don't you guys tell me a little bit of the history of Arthur Murray, how it all began. I guess it started many years ago.
Yes, it started in 1912 in New York.
Wow.
And it was Arthur Murray was selling those little, you know, footprint patterns on paper of like where your feet go to make dance patterns, and he was selling them door to door to people, and it was really popular. And one day when he was, you know, they were asking for more and more steps, and they were like, can you just teach us more? He's like, yes,
sure.
I can. And he opened the first studio in 1912 in New York, and that's where it all began.
Wow, in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 1912. My goodness, that's a long time. And and I was surprised to hear about this, and I'm excited to tell the audience, or have you tell the audience, how many years now has the Santa Barbara studio been around?
The Santa Barbara studio has been open since 1948.
Wow. 1948.
That's right.
That seems amazing. Now, your current location, you're over there by Rusty's on Carrillo, is that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right above CBS.
Yes, above CBS. And then do you know where it was before this location?
It was in like truly six different locations.
Oh.
It had a bunch of different owners and a bunch of different places all over the city, actually, until the previous owners, Paul and Karen Hermanson, they had it here, and they had it for like 25 years here.
At the current location over there by CBS.
Yeah.
Wow. But 1948, that's just...
Yeah.
Who knew?
I was just shocked.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And then, so now you've been at the location over there on Carrillo since about 25 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, roughly.
Yeah. It's been here for a long time, and it's a great location. People, whenever they come up the stairs, they're always like, wait, what? It keeps going.
We had no idea this is here. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, because as I mentioned, my aunt, we would go and see her do some of her performances in that studio. And I remember thinking that too at the time, going, wow, this is That's a big space. Yeah. who knew this?
Because you would never guess.
Yeah, exactly. You would never guess that that's how long it's been there. And then now, do the two of you own it together, or how does that work?
That's right. Yeah. So we own it as co-owners of the studio.
And how long have the two of you owned the studio?
Since 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how long have you been involved with this particular studio altogether? Were you also instructors before?
Not here with the Arthur Murray organization, but not this studio in particular.
Oh, okay.
I was actually a student here.
That is true.
This is where I started learning how to dance.
Wow.
Because I'm from Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And I actually knew Margot. I saw her perform. I was a student here when she was already, you know, far ahead in her dancing. But yeah, I've seen her perform. She did her Roxy number. I remember that. She did it in Vegas.
Like Roxy, like from Cabaret or from Chicago?
From Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's amazing. And again, we're talking with Kristen and Serge from Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Santa Barbara, and they're getting ready to do their theater show, Arthur Murray Theater Show at Center Stage Theater, February 18th, 8 p.m., one night only. And for tickets, you want to go to centerstagetheater.org, or you can also call the box office, 805-963-0408. And to get tickets, and it's coming up fast, so you want to get your tickets because they'll sell out. So tell us a little bit about, I understand there'll be both students and professional dancers in the show.
That's right, yes.
Go ahead.
So a lot of the routines will be students with dancing with their instructors. It's what we call pro-am, where you dance with your instructor who you've developed the routine with. There's gonna be some that are just student couples, so no safety net, just both dancers and the couple are students. And there's going to be some that are purely professional numbers because we're very fortunate that all of our instructors are pretty accomplished professional dancers. So we'll see some of their numbers performed as well.
Nice. And so tell us a little bit about some of the students. I understand you have some fun stories about some of the students that'll be in the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fun thing is why people do it. Like, we have a few that are people that are wedding couples, and they came in because they felt socially obligated to do a wedding dance. And then,
they learned to dance for their wedding.
Exactly.
Right, for their first dance.
Stuck. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, how many couples do you have that are wedding couples? Or is it just one?
No, we have a few.
We have a lot. Yeah. In the show, we have. We have one couple that is to be wed. They are not wed yet, working on their first dance. They're going to be performing their first dance. And then we have a couple that is already married. Actually, two couples that have already gotten married and then are just continuing to dance.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. And so those three couples will be in the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. So tell us a little bit about the show. The history of it first. How did the show begin?
So one of the things we've always loved to do is give our students opportunities to apply their craft, either at like little dance competitions or performances, showcases, stuff like that. And one of the things we did also with our old prospective studios in Orange County is we would rent out a theater and perform theatrical routines. So when we took over the studio, we both really like this kind of format of event, and it's usually a big hit because people invite friends or family. Oftentimes a lot of people that have never been exposed to it just buy tickets. And so it's always a huge success, and we figured we have to bring this here. So we started doing that with a Center Stage Theater.
Nice. And back in 2016 or
Yeah, I think we maybe started in 2018 or something like that.
I think so. I think it was 2018, maybe 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then I understand you had to kind of take a break during the pandemic, I think.
We did.
Yes.
But one good thing did come from the pandemic, and that is when we weren't able to do these kinds of shows, we shifted to recording video routines. So it's not just we film somebody doing their routine, but we make it like a multi-angle recording, sometimes with a story, green screen, special effects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was kind of born out of necessity, but everyone ended up loving it because there's so much creativity and so many fun ideas that people sort of bring to the table that we decided to continue that. So this year is going to be a first where it'll be a hybrid show. Half or roughly half of the numbers will be in person and half of the numbers will be video routines that people will be able to watch on screen.
Oh, okay. And they'll be shown on the screen there at Center Stage.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. And how have you guys dealt with, because I'm just imagining with the pandemic and having to deal with dance lessons and, you know, the social distancing and how do you do all that? How has your studio remedied the problem of dealing with the pandemic?
Remedy is a strong
term. I don't know. But, that you did.
You know, we when COVID first, you know, started and the big shutdown happened for those 3 months, we were closed down, obviously, and we were lucky enough to get a PPP loan to kind of help tide us over in that time, and our landlord was very kind.
They're very familiar with the PPP loans. Yeah.
We're good friends. I was living with my parents at the time and they're students here. And so I taught them in the garage during the pandemic. And those were the only lessons that we taught.
Oh my gosh.
So they helped us.
We added a sprinkling of Zoom lessons, like mm-hmm. the people that already were students here and had something to work on. We taught some of them over Zoom. But of course, that's not the same, especially for something like ballroom dancing, which depends so much on being able to touch and be able to connect with a partner physically. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was during the pandemic in April, we did a digital arts festival at Center Stage to, you know, because they had to be shut down as well. And so yeah. A lot of the renters at Center Stage are dance groups, you know, similar to Arthur Murray. There's a Dance Network, and I'm trying to think of the top of my head. Anyway, there's several, and they all had to try to do everything on Zoom, and it is very difficult to try to, you can only do so much rehearsing on Zoom, you know, at some point
right.
you need to be in person, and so I can imagine that might have been difficult. How is your organization dealing with it now that we're almost 2 years into it?
Well, one of the nice things is the Arthur Murray organization as a whole is everyone is interested in helping each other, right? So mm-hmm. all the studios constantly pool all the different ideas of this worked for us, this did not work for us at all. So, you know, there is a time when we would have been allowed to teach, but not indoors. So our landlord allowed us to block off a part of the parking lot and we taught in the parking lot because that was the only place we were allowed to be open. So we did that.
Oh, okay.
And you know, there is a time when there are some studios that didn't have that opportunity and they became purely a Zoom dance studio. We started collaborating with other studios where, because we weren't able to do group classes, we created virtual group classes that were taught by a rotating team of instructors along the coast that everyone was able to join.
Oh, that's cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, it was really funny. There was a couple that attended each one of my group classes and I had never met them in person until last December when for the first time we actually had an event. And I was like, I know you guys. You've been to my group class every week when we were online. So
nice. Oh, well, it's great that that your organization was able to pivot and figure out how to make it work and to get through all that. That's amazing. And again, I'm chatting with Kristen and Serge. They are the owners of Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and we're talking about their theater show that's coming up at Center Stage Theater February 18th at 8 p.m., one night only. And for tickets, you want to go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's Center Stage Theater, and theater is spelled with an E-R, centerstagetheater.org for tickets. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, and you can give them a call on the telephone, and that's 805-963-0408. Again, it's 805-963-0408 is the box office number there. So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about the show. What will we see when we come to the theater?
So, it's gonna be a pretty broad spectrum. We have some, you know, newer students who are gonna be doing like first routines ever, which is really exciting for them, you know, to go out there. So there's, you know, some nerves, of course. And then we have some, you know, seasoned, you know, I'm gonna say old timers, it's my parents,
Veterans.
They've been dancing for, yeah, so seasoned. they've been dancing for 16 years with Arthur Murray, wow. And they're going to be doing a routine. So they're, you know, a little bit more practice under their belts. And then there's also going to be...
Sorry for calling you out. And Kristen will be singing during that routine.
Oh.
Dancing.
Really?
Rude of you.
Yes.
Just hoping to skate by. But we're going to be singing Kristen out of this out in the open.
There's also some musical live performance. Singular.
We're doing a it's part video, part live. We're going to do I Want to Hold Your Hand, but the Across the Universe version that's more like a slow ballad.
Oh, like the Beatles song.
Yeah.
But like a ballad version of that. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the first little bit of it's going to be like a video of them, you know, younger and meeting and their wedding, and then them being a couple, me and my brother being little kids, and then
neat.
And they come on like about, you know, a minute into the song after the video's done, and they do a dance together.
Oh, wow. There will not be a dry eye. That just sounds like it would be very touching to see.
And
that.
Then on the total opposite, we have, you know, some really weird routines where like people are going to be, we have instructors dressed up as armadillos.
Armadillos?
Yes, because that's something you can buy online, is an armadillo costume. Yeah.
Because it's available, we have to try to figure out how to use it.
Super normal, yeah. and they're going to be doing an armadillo race. With some students, because that is a thing that happens at one of our annual dance competitions in Texas, which is where they are right now, actually. And they do live not with instructors dressed as armadillos. They have actual armadillos.
In Texas, yeah.
But,
how fun.
We didn't get any armadillos, so we use the teachers. All over the map.
All the, wow. So armadillo race in one moment, and then I Want to Hold Your Hand. And then are there other different styles of dance that will be featured?
All kinds of them. Yeah, there's going to be some Latin performances, there's going to be traditional ballroom performances, there is a little bit of essentially anything that requires a partner. So swing, nice. Tango, Latin,
cha-cha,
yeah. All of the above. Yeah,
very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
And then for those who aren't that familiar with ballroom dancing in Latin, and you know, who might be coming and aren't too familiar with the different styles, tell us a little bit about, like, say, in the Latin category, about the different dances and how they differ from one to another.
Yeah. So you know, there's kind of two main categories. There's the smooth ballroom dances, which are waltz, tango, foxtrot, Viennese waltz. Those ones are the ones that travel around the room. So you think about the big gowns and in the ballroom, okay. And you know, there's swirling around the floor, that kind of thing, has that very kind of like traditional, you know, Fred and Ginger kind
Fred
of
and Ginger or Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then Latin dances are a much wider category because it just encompasses all of rhythm dancing, basically. So like cha-cha, rumba, also swing, also salsa, bolero, mambo, merengue, bachata, you know, all of the other stuff, which is more, you know, not traveling around the room. It's more kind of rotating on the spot.
Anything
wiggling.
That involves yeah. hips.
Hips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hips. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And so in Latin dancing, like what is like the big difference, like say between rumba and cha-cha?
Well, speed in part, but really oftentimes the idea of the different dances is that each dance assumes it's being danced to a specific kind of song. So sometimes you'll listen to a song and it's like, this is a nice romantic song. And then technically you could dance a cha-cha to that, but it would look silly because the movements you're doing don't match the character and the feel of the song.
Oh, so the movements really match the music.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So learning okay. different dances is usually for the purpose of being able to dance to different songs, because most dances have a certain feel and rhythmicality to them. So if you know a dance that matches the feeling and rhythm of the song you're listening to, you immediately can pull something out of your hat that immediately looks like you're incredibly musical and connects to this particular song.
Right, right. Oh, nice. And then on the ballroom side of things, what of those will we see in the performance?
We're definitely there. We have a tango heavy a docket for this year for no particular reason. It just seems that we have a lot of tangos happening that evening, whether you know advanced students or newer students or you know a couple or pro am. Whatever it might be, but there's gonna be a lot of tango.
There's also waltz, nice. At least one waltz. There's multiple.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So
nice.
There's snippets of a Viennese waltz.
Oh, Viennese, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then will there be like a combination of professionals dancing with students or students and students or professionals? How does that all work out?
All of those.
Literally. All of the above.
Every imaginable permutation of that will happen, yeah.
About how many dancers altogether will be in the performance, do you know?
Good question, especially if you count the virtual numbers. Probably something around 20 to 30 different dancers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now will they do like a group number or is it pretty much just couples?
There is one group number.
It doesn't encompass everyone.
Yeah. It's a ladies bachata formation. So one of our female instructors wanted to put together a ladies routine so that they can kind of like play. So there's no like partner dancing, but it's just like body rhythms and different kind of fun things for the ladies to play around with, work the skirt, all that stuff. So that's okay. That's going to be our big group number, but most of them are more like couples or like trios, maybe things like that.
There is also students from the Arthur Murray in Beverly Hills joining in for the event. Yeah. So
nice. Oh, well, that'd be nice. So they're coming up for the performance as well.
That's right. Yeah. Some of them are doing videos, so they may not be able to make it in person and they're just submitting their video. Some are actually making a whole day trip out of that to come and watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, and I meant to ask you earlier, because you mentioned Beverly Hills, and then about how many studios are there altogether with Arthur Murray, if you had to?
I think something over 220. I don't remember the current number.
Over
300. Over 300. Wow. Yeah. I don't understand.
And that's worldwide, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of studios.
That's a lot of studios.
But then, you know, they've been going since 1912, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And and the nice thing is after a while you get to know really almost all of the studios, so it's not like everyone's just doing their own thing, but it is an actual collaborative organization.
Nice. Very cool. And again, I'm chatting with Serge and Kristen. We're talking about Arthur Murray Dance Studio and their performance coming up at Center Stage, Arthur Murray Theater Show, and it's Friday, February 18th, 8 p.m. one night only. And for tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org or give them a call at 805-963-0408. Again, that's 805-963-0408. And one thing I always like to ask when I'm talking to performing arts groups is, what are you hoping the audience takes away with them when they leave the theater?
We probably have different answers, but yeah. okay, we'll start at the same time. No, for me, I always love. There's kind of two parts because some of the students obviously will invite their friends and family, and just getting to see their friends and family, you know, be like, I would have never guessed that they can do this, or you know, I've never seen my mom perform like that before. Like, who would have known she's such an actress? Or that's kind of cool to like. You know, the students are like celebrities, you know, for their friends and family for the day. And it's really cool to see that. And then on the other end, like people maybe who just are buying the tickets for fun and not necessarily know anyone in it can be inspired because there's so many different levels, different, you know, age groups, different, you know, all kinds of different people in this show. And it kind of inspires people like, oh, maybe I could do that too, you know.
Right. So it's inspirational as well. And then Serge, for you, what are you hoping that audience?
Well, I think a lot of people I don't know that they have a very good idea of what does ballroom dancing mean. And that's because there's no easy short answer to that. So I would hope that people that come to that show look at that and be like, wow, I had no idea that this is all things that you can do that are couples dancing or that's ballroom dancing. So I would like people to feel a range of emotions because there's a range of genres as far as the numbers go, but also understand what the range is of things that you can do in ballroom dancing.
The range of, yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's so much out there.
So much.
That you can do. Well, and just earlier when we were talking about both ballroom versus Latin and then how many different styles there are in each of those two categories.
Exactly, and then before we talk about things like tango styles and swing styles and all of which are
country western
styles, yeah. All of which are things that we teach here and that are own sub-styles and subcultures of dances. And I hope people that come to the show broaden their horizon to that a little.
Right. Now, will you have somebody up there who will kind of explain the evening, like what the dance entails or what, for those in the audience who might not know what's going on, you both looked at each other.
Well, I was gonna say to a point, because we have an MC and this MC will always introduce the numbers, but we are a studio where we let everyone their freak flag fly. So it's not going to be exactly a by the book history of the ballroom dance world, right. But sometimes just like, oh yeah, now we are at this armadillo race, right? I don't know that people will understand the origins of country western dancing by hearing that intro, but it's going to be funny.
Yeah, so, well, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. So there's going to be some introduction. I don't know if that'll explain a lot, but it'll keep it entertaining for sure.
Nice. Very, very cool. And then we're almost out of time, but before we go, I want to put you both on the spot a little bit, just a tiny little bit. And if you don't want to answer, you don't have to, but... first of all, are either one of you fans of Dancing with the Stars, or yes or no?
We've watched it.
I have seen it.
Yes.
In the past. And yes. what do you think of Dancing with the Stars? Do you think it's, if you don't want to, I don't want to put you on
the
spot. I'll all answer.
So I think
you'd be polite.
Well, no, I do love that the show is on because it did give ballroom dancing a huge boom. So one of the things I'm hoping for to come from the theater show is something the show already did, right? People watched that and already was like, oh wow, this Super Mario routine is apparently ballroom dancing. I love that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So I think that part is great. I think there's some not great parts to it in that people will sometimes come in and be like, I want to do what they do in Dancing with the Stars. And we're like, great. Can you quit your day job and take 8 lessons a day for like 3 months leading up to it? Then you do that.
I know people forget that the celebrities have all day, like they rehearse like what, probably 8 hours a day.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and to get those routines down, and they have all kinds of time to dedicate.
Totally. Yeah.
But at least, to your point though, at least it exposes people to ballroom dancing, and it maybe keeps the fire burning, if you will, perhaps folks who maybe have watched that show didn't realize, oh, there's Arthur Murray, oh, there's one in Santa Barbara, oh, okay,
yeah,
and maybe they'll want to take some lessons or two or three. Yes. Well, Katja, this has been a delightful conversation with the two of you, and I wish we can keep talking, but unfortunately, we have to wrap it up a little bit here. But is there anything else that we should put out there information-wise before we go?
I don't know. I think you covered all the important things. We just we think it's such a cool thing that our students are doing, and so brave of them to go out there and put that out in front of everyone. So we hope we can sell out and just
show off all of our cool guys
here.
Yeah.
before the world came to an end, your last one you were able to sell out. That's good.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Pre-apocalypse. Yes.
And then now can people find out about lessons and such on your website? Is that all on there? I'm assuming.
There's some information on there. We always say contact us because, as we've talked about, there's such a range of things people want to do and could do that will be impossible to put on a website. So for the most part, it's just like contact us.
And then what's the phone number that they can contact the studio?
805-963-6658.
Oh, awesome. That was just like it.
Just like that.
That was perfect. 805-963-6658.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so really, they only have to remember four different digits for this compared to the Center Stage Theater. So close.
Yeah, very similar. That's so funny. Yeah, 805-963-6658 during normal business hours. I'm assuming you open like 9 to 5 or?
We're open 1 to 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. So they can call late.
The opposite of normal.
Yeah, yes. We're open when others are off work is kind of the idea. So that's
right. Well, that makes sense. So that they can, you know, find out, you know, if it's something they want to do after work or what have you.
Yeah.
And again, the phone number is 805-963-6658, or you can log on to the website arthurmurraysocal.com. Again, that's arthurmurraysocal.com. And for tickets to the Arthur Murray Theater Show at Center Stage, you want to call 805-963-0408. Again, that's 805-963-0408. Or you can log on to centerstagetheater.org, all one word, centerstagetheater.org for tickets. And again, the performance will be February 18th at 8 p.m., Friday, February 18th, and one performance only, so you don't want to miss out. And Serge and Kristen, it was lovely to talk to the two of you about Arthur Murray.
Thanks for having us.
No, it's my pleasure. And I won't say break a leg because we say that in acting, but probably not a good idea.
I don't know if we have a saying.
Is there a saying for ballroom dancing? You know, for
we do
don't break a leg.
Break a leg, or don't.
But yeah, continued success with the studio and with the performance on next week on the 18th. And thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And again, to learn more about Arthur Murray, arthurmurraysocal.com. For tickets to the show, centerstagetheater.org. And if you want to know what I'm up to, I'm Jim Suriani, Jim on the Air, and you can find my podcast on most, about 7 different platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google, and you can find it there. You can go to my website and you can click on the banner there for it as well. It's jimsuriani.com. S-I-R-I-A-N-N-I, jimsuriani.com, for more about to listen to this show and to see what else I'm up to. And I just want to thank everybody for joining us, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.